Happy New Year, almost, and with it, new health care laws that go into effect as the ball falls tonight, when, by the way, the first baby boomers hit the Medicare rolls. Happy birthday to everyone born on January 1st, 1945. You will get help with the so-called Medicare prescription donut hole. Everyone may get a rebate from their health plans if the plans are spending too much on the business end of care compared to the care itself. If you have one of those tax-free, flexible spending accounts, as always, use it or lose it, but especially this year, since next year, or rather tomorrow, you won't be able to pay for over-the-counter drugs out of those accounts unless they're prescribed by a physician, with the exception of insulin. Jason Millman is healthcare reporter for The Hill newspaper in Washington. He starts us off today. And Jason, let's take a look at the donut hole. That's the gap in prescription drug coverage. Medicare reimburses seniors for most of their drug costs below and above a certain level, but not at all if they're right there in the middle. So what help is on the way for people in that donut hole?
So in 2011, they're going to reimburse you at 50%, and that's gradually going to go up to 75% over the next 10 years or so.
Are there concerns about that, given that all these baby boomers are now going on the Medicare rolls?
Right. Well, I mean, that's kind of what everyone's talking about right now. The big question is, how is Medicare going to be able to sustain all these new people who are jumping onto it this year? You know, this is all part of the health care reform law, and they say that it's all paid for, so we're going to see how that works out.
Okay, let's move on to something called the Class Act. You should check and see if your employer is offering it, because it's voluntary on the part of employers and employees, but it would allow employees to buy into long-term insurance, and they'd have to buy into it for 5 years before, let's say, they became disabled and needed it?
That's right. And the thing is, there's not a whole lot of long-term care insurance options out there, and a couple of big ones, including MetLife, actually just recently dropped long-term coverage. This year's question is about how sustainable it really is. And a couple of weeks ago, President Obama's deficit commission came out and said that the Class Act needs to either be entirely repealed or overhauled, because it's just going to add too much to the deficit.
Yeah. Okay, let's touch on something that's reignited an old debate. The New York Times pointed out a provision that Democrats had quietly written into health care reform, which would allow doctors to include a conversation about end-of-life choices in those annual wellness visits that are covered by Medicare. Republicans are saying this is death panels all over again, although we're reminded PolitiFact called that claim the lie of the past year. It's actually a chance to get information about end-of-life choices. So people should be aware that your doctor is allowed to bring this up and is going to be paid for it by Medicare. So if you want to have that conversation, have it. But what do you think is going to be the fallout from this in the fight over health care reform in the new Congress?
That's a really good question. I actually talked to the congressman who really touted advanced care planning, Earl Blumenauer from Oregon. I talked to him yesterday, and I asked about sort of the quiet way that this was put into Medicare regulation. And he said he's not anticipating much of a fight over it. He thinks that Republicans are going to have their hands full with trying to repeal the entire health care reform bill, and he thinks that this is just sort of small potatoes. I think it's going to be interesting to see, though, what Republicans say about this when they come back to Congress next week. It's been an extremely quiet week. Sarah Palin's Facebook page has been completely quiet for an entire week. So who knows what's going to happen, actually, when they come back. Death panels could be the next hot new topic for 2011. Who knows?
A quick note, premium rate hikes. You've told us that officials are finalizing plans for increased federal oversight if a health plan raises rates higher than 10% in the small group or individual health insurance plans. Here in Massachusetts, the state leaders have been battling insurers over rate hikes. What do you think is going to be the effect of this?
Well, we've already seen some of the effects of this, which is very interesting. As you said, Massachusetts rejected what they considered an unreasonable rate hike. Connecticut also did the same thing. California has already done the same thing. Basically, you're going to have every single rate hike in the smaller individual market under much more scrutiny now. Rates above 10% are actually going to have to be scrutinized by the states. And if the states don't have a process in place, then the federal government's going to come in and they're going to scrutinize it. So I think what you're going to see is that a lot of states are going to want to boost their rate review process to keep the federal government away from intervening.
So the threat might actually work, at least from the government's point of view. Jason Millman, healthcare reporter for The Hill newspaper in Washington. Jason, Happy New Year. I know it's going to be one for you, because your beat is going to be a hot one.
It certainly is. Thank you.